Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Everybody, no step. Those are new. Thanks, Gramercy Theater, for keeping us safe up here. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is all about movies.
Very nice. Coming to you from the aforementioned Gramercy Theater in New York City. You never let me down when I come to town. Never leave with a frown, but with something that's brown. It's Monday, October 6, 2014, Wolf of Wall Street Fight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the... Oh, I see what it's, I wrote in there. Who thinks they know the whole thing? I bet you know it. You think you know it? Here, stand up. Tell everybody your name.
Paul.
Paul B, right?
Yes.
Haha. I know my front rows. All right, dude. Are we going to say it together, or do you think you can do it by yourself? Wolf of Wall Street Fight.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day, The Dead Man Walking, Tall the President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph, A Dog Day, Afternoon, Delight, Sleep, Perfect Murder by Death, Wish 3, Amigos, World's End of Watchmen, Don't Leaving Las Vegas, Gas Food, Lodge, Jingle, All the Wayne's World, Fastest, Indiana Jones, and the Temple of Dooms, Doomsdays of Thunder.
That part always shows me up.
Thunderbolt, Foot and Thunderbolt, Light.
Lightfoot, yeah, but it's hard to remember the movies that you're not at all familiar with.
Lightfoot,
Fist,
Way of the Gun, Crazy Heart.
Yes! Paul B. Do not alert the corrections department about the huge chunk in the middle that he left out. because I've always thought of that as a sneaky trap in there, that the word way goes off in two different directions. Like, there's a couple of times where you could accidentally just skip a big chunk of it, and that's what happened. And for that, I'm grateful. Because there's no reason to drag that out, because I've got two very special announcements to make on this show. One regarding this very theater, the Gramercy, featured in the movie Begin Again, and it's fun. I have fun watching that movie because I've been on stage at the Gramercy, and then they're in here and they're calling it the Gramercy, and I feel a pride in a building. But I will be back here at the Gramercy on December 1st for the first ever edition of the 12 Guests of Christmas, East Coast style. Yeah. And you know, I don't feel like you guys necessarily need to commit to this endeavor tonight. But we have set it up so that as you're leaving this evening, if you want to jump online at the box office, they will sell you tickets tonight, and they won't go on sale tomorrow until noon. We love our first responders here in New York City, whether it's ticket buying or in other areas. And I do appreciate you guys. And announcement number two. My first ever hour-long stand-up comedy special called Doug Dynasty is coming to Netflix on Thursday, November 6th in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. So watch the shit out of it. And lots of fun prizes in the prize bag. I brought an At Midnight t-shirt because I only need the one. Only need it to come through the rotation of shirts once in a while. Oh, this is kind of cool. My friends from Star Wars Minute brought some of their t-shirts by. They have lots of funny Star Wars characters and their faces on there. Also a copy of Gateway Doug 2, Forced Fun. And then lots of other fun gifts from my, as you could see on stage here, I've got five guests tonight. And I have a pretty good feeling that you're going to like them. Please give a big warm welcome to Joe Crotty, Paulo Costanzo, Gary Gulman, Nikki Glazer, and Amy Schumer. All right. Be gentle. Okay, Pete Holmes.
How dare you?
The first person to speak gets the Pete Holmes Award. And it's not necessarily an honor or a dishonor. What's happening with your phone? Amy Schumer, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. I asked my sister to text me what movies we just watched in hotel rooms. So she did. Because I couldn't remember. Yeah, so she did.
All right.
I remember.
We're going to talk about it in a little bit, and you're going to be ready because your phone's right there on the floor, on the stage right next to the no step.
Yeah, no step.
These aren't steps, you guys, in case you were thinking about
no step it up.
Using them as such. Nikki Glazer is here, you guys.
Hi. Hey.
Amy and Nikki are ready to step in for the actresses who are starring in Sideshow. The musical about the Siamese twins. I think you guys would be great in it.
No, we're both wearing denim on denim. We definitely look like we're leaving here to eat each other out.
Can we?
Let's do it.
I was referring more to your closeness as individuals than your outfit matching, but that was still a fun thing that just happened. That's what I count on from you, Amy. But Nikki ran over here with some crazy stuff for the prize bag.
I was just cleaning up my room,
stuff?
Really. It's just a bunch of hair stuff that I got from my hair lady. And she gave me a bag of stuff that I'm just never going to use.
Yeah, there's like hipsy adjustable headbands.
Yeah, that's...
I can't vouch for how many of them there are.
You can just have them. I don't care if you win.
Those seem pretty cool. This seems like maybe at the worst you could maybe do whippets with it or something. It's some sort of aerosol.
Yeah, it's just like a flexible hairspray.
Flexible? What does that even mean?
You know, like it
gives you the hold, it out on you, Joe.
But it lets you have a little bounce.
You know what? I'm sorry to jump around, but I got to just, for the people that it's going to drive them crazy, like, who is this Joe guy? Why should we know this fella? He won the auction that was held a few months back for the Traverse City Film Festival and paid a great deal of money to be a guest on the show. And I said, well, you got to fly yourself out to L.A. or come to one of my road shows. And he's like, well, I'm in New York, so let's do it. And that's why he's here, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Joe Crotty. Crotty, C-R-O-T-T-Y. Is that your Twitter handle, your name straight up?
I'd rather keep that private.
For reals? Okay, don't fuck with Joe on Twitter, you guys. He's in a crotty mood. And what do you do, Joe? Like, what brings you here?
I'm an accountant. I work here in the city. I live here. Love movies.
You love movies, and you listen to podcasts while you're adding up figures?
On the way to adding up figures, adding up the figures on the way home.
Oh, while you're doing it, though?
Yes.
You can do that?
It's very relaxing.
All right. Well, we'll see how much attention you pay. We'll see how you adhere to my many rules. And also... that's not a step. And thank you for being here and for spending all that money for a good cause. It's for a heated sidewalk in downtown Traverse City. And another first time, we got some first time guests here that we should say hello to. First of all, Paulo Costanzo, everybody.
Hi, guys. Yeah.
One of the stars of a film that if I have the television on and that film appears as I change channels...
Josie and the Pussycats.
I will watch it. Josie and the Pussycats, beginning to tail, every fucking time. They don't really show Josie and the Pussycats. The one I'm referring to, of course, is Road Trip. Where, except for a few pieces of bad advice that your character gives, he's a very good representative of stoners because he's a very smart fellow.
Yeah, he's like you. He's very functional. He can do a lot.
Except for when he thinks they can get that car over the ravine.
Yeah. Well, no, it does get over the ravine.
It does get over it. It's true. That is the hilariousness of that gag, is it does make it. That might be the first time that's happened in a movie, is making it over the ravine and then just falling apart.
Can I ask a question?
Please.
What is a Roth IRA?
Wait, who was that?
For the accountant.
For Joe?
I think that's directed at me.
Joe.
Oh, okay. I mean, we established that Paulo's very smart, plays smart characters. I, of course, am functional. So I didn't know who the question was for. But do you know the answer to that, Joe? Or do you?
I wouldn't begin to bore this crowd with that answer.
Really? It takes that long to answer it?
Not that long, but I don't think it's that interesting.
It's a retirement account, and it's a tax shelter. Yes?
Thank you, Gary.
I'll take
all right,
that.
Sorry.
Points! Gary Goldman, ladies and gentlemen. What kind of product do you use in that luxurious hair of yours?
It is some Dep gel from like the 80s.
From the 80s?
Just like one old canister of it that just
No, it was regenerates. Big in the 80s, and now it's just, it's an also-ran, but there was a time when it was the gel.
Do you have to run around, like when you're on the road, do you ever panic that you're not going to find it anywhere?
It's in every one of those trial bins at Duane Reade. Yeah. So it's like 99 cents. And just, I mean, seriously, a dime size. A dime size. Don't think you have to overdo it.
Doug is spraying his head with this hairspray right now.
It doesn't smell bad. I hate the smell of hairspray, so that's one thing that
you can keep it.
I can recommend about
Aloxi.
This is a good time to bring up the gift that I brought, which is hair removal. It's an electrolysis.
Yeah.
It's a very fancy thing a makeup artist gave me before I realized that there was nothing I could do to help.
Listen to how heavy this thing is, you guys.
I just knocked over everything. I carried that. It's a laser hair removal kit. You can do it at home. And I carried that on the subway. And this guy was smiling at me. And I was like, oh, hi. And I thought he was looking at my ass.
Verify how heavy this is.
It was the
Trio. She's shaking her head. Yes, it's heavy.
It's fancy. It's expensive. But I'm scared I'll like electrocute myself. So
there you go. The Trio. Hair removal laser 4X. So that's, yeah, four times the hair removal strength coming at you. Maybe they'll be a sponsor on Getting Doug with High. So, Gary Gulman, what did you bring for the prize bag, my friend?
This is sad. My own albums.
That's not sad at all. Your albums are delightful.
That one is...
This one looks like
called,
it's just in time for the holidays.
It was my attempt at a comedy Christmas album. It's called All I Want for Hanukkah is Christmas. Sold 1,000 copies. And then the other one is... actually has a movie, an 80s movie cover to it. It's called No Can Defend, which is from Karate Kid, everyone. All right.
They're hilarious.
Less of a response on the second one, but that's actually the better one, but it has a worse title.
It's amazing.
All right. And
I love that album, Gar.
Joe brought a couple of things for the bag. He brought a New York City restaurants guide, from Michelin, because nobody knows food like the Michelin man. He's a fat son of a bitch. Knows plenty about food. And then also kind of food-related, Sex, Drugs, and Cocoa Puffs by Chuck Klosterman.
Oh, that's a good
which
book.
Which I actually have read and enjoyed. Mm. Might have been the last book I ever read. Oh, what's this? I don't know what this is. Is anybody... Who brought this?
Oh, that's... Well, I did. It's another thing that I...
Don't want?
Yeah.
But it's small.
No, it's... Actually, Amy gave it to me backstage
it's yours now.
Well, Butrin.
It's mine now, so... It's just a necklace.
It's a Summer's Eve wipe.
Whatever happens after the show.
Paulo brought us four DVDs and or Blu-rays.
Wow.
Various formats.
I heard it was a movie show, so
very
I thought,
nice. Yeah.
A crazy idea.
No, this is a tremendously heavy pile of stuff. Somebody's
I stand by every one of these movies. These are movies that if you haven't seen them, you should, and you might have missed them because they're kind of obscure, but I hope
you... Did you wrap that yourself? Yeah,
that was my wife.
My wife.
Aww. No, she gave me the ribbon, and I wrapped the ribbon. So.
Is this you too, Nikki, the curly tea towel?
You know it is.
Is that for after you drink curly tea?
It's a thing that you put your hair, it's like a hair turban that helps you dry your hair faster, Gary.
Yeah, because you got to dry it before you put the goop
in
there.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, I love it. All right, so yeah, somebody's going to win all this shit.
I really hope it's a girl.
I do, too.
Oh, wait, really but Paulo's movies. Let's see how the ladies like this movie selection. Ladies only, just respond to the ones you like. Animal Kingdom. Yeah, two
Come on,
of you.
How about all the guys in the house?
Yeah.
No, for Animal Kingdom, not just for being guys. Like, for Animal Kingdom specifically. Okay, four of them.
All right, we don't have to separate the sexes. These are all great
okay,
movies.
Okay, you're right.
Being There.
Oh, that's a great one.
Paper Moon is the absolute, absolute delight. And then Army of Darkness.
Yeah. Fuck you!
Oh, Jesus. This that one's for boys stick. And girls, apparently. Everybody loves Army of Darkness.
I felt being there.
Amy Schumer.
That reaction.
Amy, you love Army of Darkness, right?
Oh my God, I can't get enough. Isn't that Bjork's song?
Yeah. It's the Lars von Trier movie with
Army
Bjork.
Army of Darkness.
Where she's blind and sings a lot between rapings. I forget if there was rapings in that movie, but it's Lars von Trier. Something's going where it shouldn't go. I have come up with some of the greatest slogans lately. That one is spot on. Real quick, you guys, because I think we're probably already running late, but let's start with Amy. And just have you seen, what did you see in a hotel room with your sister that you can tell us about?
Thank you for asking. I saw two movies because I've been in a lot of hotels. I watched Snowpiercer. Wasn't it good? Oh my God, I loved it.
Unwatchable.
Oh, Gary, are you serious? Are you looking, what movies have you watched in hotel rooms lately?
You're saying we should lower the bar if it's a hotel room movie.
Sorry, Last City of God, every time. Like, what do you want to see? What have you just seen in a hotel room that you think, what's the most watchable movie in a hotel room?
The last
right
movie I watched in a hotel room was Grand Rapids.
Bye.
I love it. I love
that movie. 1993.
Wait, Cedar Rapids?
Cedar Rapids.
There you go.
I know it was a rapids.
Like it really left an impression on you. I was so happy to watch Snowpiercer. I loved Tilda Swinton, and I thought it was really cool.
Chris Evans had some great moments in that movie, let's be honest.
He what? He has what?
He has some good moments in it. He was good acting from Chris Evans.
But there weren't 14 other sci-fi movies that used the same devices and
well,
I'm not
wasn't
standing
scary
up for the movie. I'm saying Chris Evans had some good moments in the movie, okay?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Particularly when he said, and I hope this doesn't spoil anything for anybody, I hate that I know what people taste like. And then the best part. And I hate that I know that babies taste best.
Brilliant acting.
But I mean, it was good acting. I actually felt for him in spite of those lines.
And I also saw Begin Again.
Oh, I like that movie.
I like that movie.
They had a scene right here in the Gramercy Theater.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, right?
I like that movie. At first, I was like, meh. And then at the end, it was like fun. I was just like, okay, Keira Knightley, like really? You're like a struggling artist. And someone broke up with you. And then...
I like her singing, though.
I liked her. I liked the movie. I liked the music.
Yeah, the music's good, and it's a real charmer.
It is.
Is Adam Levine a good actor?
Creeps up on you.
So, what have you guys seen lately? He grows a beard
like a good actor.
Yeah.
His beard is like a Mandy Patinkin beard.
Yeah.
It's that level of great acting beards.
Because he said something in an interview to the effect of there's nothing to it.
Because he was playing like a douchebag musician.
Yeah, he's just a rock star guy with a high-pitched voice who does a show here at the Gramercy and doesn't sell out as quickly as this show did.
Yeah.
Wow. It was a fake show in a movie, you guys. I don't know who those people in the audience were, but Keira Knightley comes in, and she stands right over there, and she watches some of the show, and he's like, oh, Greta, if you're here, you can come up and play. I'd really love you to play with
Don't spoil!
And then, I'm not going to say the whole scene.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell about the part where she gets suddenly stabbed from behind.
Oh!
By somebody's dick. Did you see anything else in a hotel, Amy, or are we moving on after Snowpiercer? Was that a good Snowpiercer discussion?
I really liked the quote. I couldn't have quoted it. I was just... What was the Keira Knightley movie where they, like, donate their organs? That was so fucking gross.
Never Let Me Go.
Never Let Me Go. Ugh. Well, I saw that a while ago, but I just thought that was so gross to watch that they were just living to harvest, like, organs. Or, sorry if that's giving it away. But no, I think that's
some
all
of the greenest
I've seen.
People.
Oh, I watched Grand Budapest Hotel.
Very fun movie.
Yeah, I was just like, I love Wes Anderson and I love those actors, and I was just like, yawn.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it turned a fun corner from I got a little tired of some of the antics in Moonrise Kingdom, and I thought this was a fresh take.
I had
first time a lot of F bombs are dropped in a Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah.
How about Ralph Fiennes, baby?
Ralph Fiennes is fucking hilarious.
I thought there were really great moments, but and Moonrise Kingdom I was never bored, but in this I was bored. I also took an Ambien when I put it on. But usually that makes me like things more, so
maybe you just have, you know, more going on in your life, and so it's kind of seems a little more frivolous than in the past, maybe.
Wait, what, my life?
Nothing. Same.
No,
your life.
I'm
your life's
same.
Fucked up.
Life's fucked up?
No, your life. Just learn to listen. No.
Even when it's about me, I can't listen. I'm just like,
Nikki, what have you seen lately?
Legends of the Fall.
I seriously just
oh,
watched
is that
it.
What you do? You try to watch things based on the season that you're in?
Yeah. Yeah, 600 Days of Summer, 500 Days of Summer, that was...
You're going to watch Free Fall?
Yeah.
Skyfall, I meant.
Falling Down.
But there is a movie called Free Fall also. Look it up. But you just watched it? And you,
yeah.
Does it hold up?
I've never seen it before. All my girlfriends are like, you have to see it. And it was just, it doesn't end the way you want it to. And it should.
Oh, because you're rooting.
Some of us haven't seen it, okay? You don't have to talk about the ending.
Have you seen it?
I actually have not seen that movie.
What do you think? Have you seen it?
I loved it. But it's like, yeah, it doesn't. I mean, the way you want it to end, like, what
yeah.
is that? You want, like, Brad Pitt, like, to just be, like, fucking that, like.
Yeah, forever.
The bear?
No, I hated that.
Okay, maybe I'm projecting.
Does he fuck the bear? Is that where it goes wrong? He runs off with the bear?
Yeah, I was disappointed. It was too much hype for me. Like, love my friends. To my friends, like, hyped it up too much. They were just like, you're gonna die. And it was just like, I was bored. But I do think the best Halloween costume would be to go as his dad when he wears that chalkboard necklace that says, I am happy. I think someone's got to do that. Does anyone know that?
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, his dad can't speak because he's had a stroke, so he's just like, ugh. And he has a necklace that's a chalkboard to communicate, and his son is, like, married or whatever, and he's, like, happy.
You're filling in a lot of details from before. It was a guy with a sign that says, I am happy. Turns out it's a really bad reason why he has to have a sign.
He's just struggling to write, I am happy. It was just...
God, I have to get my dad one of those.
I just thought it was an eccentric quirk at first that the guy walked around with a necklace that said, I am happy.
No.
Turns out it's how he communicates in his,
yeah,
in his,
it's actually
from his
pretty
private
sad.
Hell.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Gary, what do you got, buddy? What movie have you seen?
I saw Boyhood recently.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that is, it's like the worst thing that could happen to you as a middle-class white person.
Seeing that movie?
There'll be some...
That's what I thought he meant.
No, the boy within the movie, you could... Pretty much the worst things that can happen is a divorce and you have to move around a lot. And it's sad and everything like that, but it could have been... Like, Hoop Dreams is a similar thing where they follow...
Yeah.
Where they follow
So they go
a black
in there. So Linklater went in there, got a couple, and forced them to get divorced. And then filmed their son pretending to be the child of those two actors. No.
Deep.
Everybody loves it, but nobody seems to mind that I haven't seen it yet. I'll get to it eventually, but it seems long and sad to me. Sight unseen.
Cool.
Paulo.
Hi, Doug. I just want to say, first of all, I've listened to this show a lot of times, and I really love the show. I always pictured it. There's to be a table and sitting, and you sit. When you stand up
sometimes.
And you're pacing, it's like I feel like I'm being cross-examined by a charming pothead.
No, you just reminded me that I didn't put this over here.
Oh, cool. Okay. So, what have I seen recently? Let's see. I saw three movies last week. One of them was Blue Ruin on Netflix, which if you haven't seen that, go out of your way to watch. It's the best low-budget indie movie that I've seen.
It's quite good, and it seems like it might not be for a while at the beginning.
That's
it takes
your
a while to settle in, but
ladies
once
and gentlemen,
you get
Doug's
going.
Opinion of I think this is the part where I talk. Okay. Yes, there's elements of it that feel like, oh, is this? But then it ends. It's a brilliant movie.
When you were making
Road
Trip,
it's not that funny,
trip.
Guys. What are you laughing at? Are you even laughing at the show? Or are you looking? He's texting. You're texting.
I'm adding Blue Ruins to her movie list.
Yeah.
You dick.
All right. So I also saw The Equalizer. My friend took.
Yeah.
Me.
Don't even add it to your list.
Okay. So The Equalizer. I'll say this. It was a TV show a long time ago. For me, I know the story of The Equalizer as a little thing called The Punisher. which is the exact same premise, except for in The Punisher, this guy with special abilities and killing people and whatnot, who's turned over a new life, sees his wife and child mowed down in front of him, and therefore the switch flips and he goes fucking crazy killing everybody. Whereas in The Equalizer, a guy tells him that a prostitute he kind of knows got beat up pretty bad. And that seems to be enough for him to go literally kill every person who enters the frame. He kills birds. Like every, if a crew member wanders into frame, they're fucking toast. He kills every, spoiler, sorry, everybody dies. He walks by a mirror and tries to fucking kill it.
If you sit through the whole movie, he's killed some time as well for you.
Snap. It's about an hour and a half too long. But Denzel's amazing in it. And then I saw
I say one thing about The Equalizer?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but does anyone scuba dive? Yeah. Okay, do you know when you go like this? What it's called? Yeah, and so I just pictured Denzel just doing this the whole movie, like
that would be
in flight doing this.
There should have been a scene where he did that.
Are you the equalizer? What? No, just something smells in here.
A guy did that to me once, and I was fucking pissed.
So, oh my goodness.
It's the thing you do on the plane to pop your ears. That's equalizing.
So I can't stop singing Equalizer, but to the tune of Britney Spears' Womanizer. I just walk around going, Equalizer, Equalizer, you're an equalizer. Paulo?
I'll just say, also, there's a scene in The Equalizer, I won't spoil it, where someone says, what are you? And he's looking at him, and you're like, he's going to fucking say it. And he says nothing! He just kills him! Fuck you! Okay, so I saw Gone Girl.
No!
Oh, no! So
I'm not going to mention anything about the ending, okay? So at the ending...
Start at the ending and go backwards.
So, I have to say this.
Give us Pinter's version.
I watched the trailer and I thought I was going to hate it. I was like, oh, fuck the cast and I don't know what the fuck's going on with it. And it's really, it's good. It's not like, it's the least Fincherian of his Fincher movies, probably, but it's just a solid.
Her name's Amy, too. She's gone.
Oh, shit. Amazing Amy is gone. You should just see it. It's good. It's Ben Affleck's.
I'm in the
really
middle
good.
Of reading. I'm trying to race through reading it, but
oh god,
it's,
don't.
People have said like they throw the book out the window when they're finished with it. They just are so upset.
You just gotta
really?
Watch the movie. Yeah, save it.
All right, settle down, everybody. I call a.
But the movie's better than the book.
Silence.
Cross examining.
Silence on Gone Girl. Get together with everybody that's seen it and talk your asses off. But I'm going to see it tomorrow, I think. I've done a really good job. I didn't even watch the trailer. Yeah. I saw like 2 seconds of it, and I was like, that looks like it's going to be pretty good. Oh, it's David Fincher? Well, I have to see it, so why watch the trailer? Joe? Joe Crotty, everybody. I like saying it because it sounds like I'm calling you Joe Karate. Joe Karate, everybody. What have you seen lately? Have you been to the cinema?
I have not been in the cinema in quite a while. I have two newborns at home.
Twins?
Twins.
Wait, newborn what?
A lovely boy and girl.
Oh, okay. What's a CD?
Twin babies? Are they twin babies? Are they twin shadies?
So I don't get a chance to get out as much, so it's mostly at the home. But I just saw the Tom Cruise Live, Die, Repeat.
Mm-hmm. It's called The Edge of Tomorrow, okay? That was the slogan.
No, yeah, if I saw it in the theaters, where I saw it in the theater.
I signed a petition to change the title of that movie home, just the other day.
It should have been Live, Die, and Repeat.
Yes.
To what?
What?
I
don't care what they change it to.
You just don't.
They could change it to any two or three words from the dictionary. And it would be better than The Edge of Tomorrow.
That, Tyler
that
Perry's
just made
Edge
everybody
of Tomorrow.
Go. Yeah.
What did you think of the movie, Joe?
I thought it was actually very good. I mean,
it's quite good. Yeah.
Tom Cruise, he makes good movies.
Yeah. It becomes just an action movie. At the very end, it just becomes an action movie. But up until then, I think it's very clever and well acted. And not enough praise to Bill Paxton for his turn in
excellent.
That movie. He's very good.
He
in
always
that.
Is excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I have a confession.
Go, Bill.
The other movie that I've seen, and I've seen it twice in the last
Nymphomaniac?
Week. No. The Devil Wears Prada.
It's much worse.
Wait, why have you seen it twice? Just preparing for this show, you didn't want the fate of Pete Holmes to befall you?
No.
It was on MTV yesterday.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's constantly on, but that's not why I saw it twice. Okay. I was on a bus, and they were showing it on a bus. Yes.
What a fancy bus.
It was. Very fancy bus. And I had no intention of watching it, and then it just sucked me in, and I watched it. And then I got on the same bus like 3 days later, and they were showing it again. And I said, oh, I'm not going to watch it again. And it took about 10 minutes, and I was watching it again.
This is the exact plot of Snowpiercer.
Can I just say, it was my wife's birthday yesterday, and we were watching TV, and she's like, well, what are we going to watch? I'm like, you know what, honey? We can watch whatever you want to watch. And she's like, oh, my God. And she was flipping, and she hit Devil Wears Prada. And I was like, oh, God, no.
Take it back.
And she's like, I think I want. I'm like, okay, cool. And it was the most horrendous 15 minutes of my life.
Oh, it only had 15 minutes left?
No, it was in the middle.
Wow.
How did you get out of watching the rest of it?
How did you escape?
That's between me and my wife. Oh. It wasn't sex. I think she
sexy
got tired.
Sexy time.
She felt sick. I felt sick.
Can I just say a quick side note about Devil Wears Prada? I went to the U.S. Open, and you know they like show celebrities up on this big screen, and they showed Hugh Jackman. Everyone clapped, and then they showed Anna Wintour, and everyone booed hard.
As they should.
And she looks so sad.
Well, because with that name, they think she's Anna from Frozen, and they want her to lift the curse. I don't know if any of that was accurate.
It's so dark.
Doug, you're amazing. In real life, even more so.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you to all of my guests for going to the movies. Yeah. But now is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. We got some name tags. Oh, my goodness. What an amazing Chris and the Giant Boob, Hot Bob, Simons Are Forever. Lots of great signs. Everybody go pick the sign you want to play for. You can use the stairs or just reach into the crowd. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, there's no sponsor this episode. I just wanted to remind you that I'm going to be in Sioux Falls this Saturday at the Orpheum Theater doing stand-up comedy with my old buddy Sean Jordan. And also to check out Doug Dynasty November 6th on Netflix. Back to the show.
And we're back! All right, you guys. That was a fun commercial, if I must say so. And let's just go down the line. I'm going to vine you guys while you hold up your sign and tell me who you're playing for, starting with Joe. What do you got, Joe?
I have Sarah Plane.
And it's
Otto from Airplane.
It's the autopilot from Airplane.
Yes.
And he's even got...
I picked
he's even got a thing sticking out of his groinal area that you can blow into.
He's anatomically correct.
To blow him up. Yeah, Amy's checking it out. But yeah, hold it up for me one more time. So it's Sarah playing. Good job, Sarah. I like that. Good pick, Joe. Who are you playing for there, Paulo?
So I may need your help here because you probably know more movies than me. This I'm imagining your name is Josh. Is that correct? Yeah. So this is a lot of work went into this. He's taken the Fantastic Mr. Fox and the Fantastic Mr. Josh, the Good, the Bad, and the Josh.
Seems like he's replacing words in the movies with the word Josh.
With Josh,
thank
yes.
you, thank you.
And
maybe.
He just sort of pasted it on there, but he's made a whole tray.
This is Mr. Show, but it's Mr. Josh, and this is the Indiana Josh and the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
This is like the thing they give you in a hotel room to put on your lap so that you won't your hot computer won't be on your lap while you're jerking off in your bed.
Funny.
And this guy glued a bunch of shit to it. And what is the little Where the Wild Things Are
Where the Wild Things Josh? I don't know. Where the Sunglass Josh is?
Was Josh
know.
The name of that character?
He's left. Josh left. Anyway, a lot of work.
Well, he left quite a legacy because that's an impressive name tag. Who you got there, Gary?
I have Jackie, and I believe this is Miss Go Rightry.
Jackie, and it's a little Audrey Hepburn doll, yeah. And you called it Miss Go Rightry because that's how, what was it, Mickey Rooney in the film was playing a fake Asian. Did a terrific job. Nikki, what do you got?
I have a head, and it's. I picked it because I have so many hair products in my bag that I wanted to give it to someone who also had hair. And yeah, it's like a mannequin head named Nicole. And yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Nicole. Pick.
And that's my name, so cool.
And that's your name. And that's your name. And that's your name.
Amy, who are you playing for?
Bill, I guess, is his name, and it's Ghost Bilsters, because they're remaking Ghostbusters, and I'm trying to get in it. And Bill was so nice. He's sitting next to his girlfriend, and it said Jessica Park, and it was like Jurassic Park, but Jessica, and he was like, oh, pick my girlfriend. But I was like, no, because that they're not remaking Jurassic Park. But blessed.
How bad do you want to be in it, Amy? Like, would you settle for the Rick Moranis role? Or the black guy? Oh.
I would settle just to be an extra getting slimed.
Yeah, that's an interesting possibility, what's going to happen with that. What else am I going to say? People are like, what do you think about Ben Affleck being Batman? I'm like, what? I don't know. I'm going to go see it and then decide. I got much bigger things to worry about. To determine who's going to go first today in our game...
I'll do it.
It's a little harder than that because I have arranged for something that I think people will be quite pleased about. We're going to do a little game of doing lines with Mark.
No!
New York City!
Fucking shit, this is crazy.
You guys want to do some fucking lines or what?
So, thanks for coming, Mark. I know we were out in Yonkers last night. Interrupting Ghost, that was interesting to get Mark's take on
fucking
Ghost.
Fucking great movie.
Yeah, we cried a little bit.
I did fucking cry a little bit when he melts and goes away. Sad as shit.
All right, watch your spoilers, Mark. So you're going to... Mark Wahlberg's going to say a line from a motion picture. Hopefully a recognizable classic line from a movie. He gets to pick. I don't have anything to do with it. And first person who can, guess it correctly into your microphone, we'll get to go first.
How you doing? You want to fuck? You're welcome.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Let's do a fucking line.
What just happened? What?
I made arrangements.
All right, here we go.
You said to someone in the audience, do you want to fuck?
And you know what she said?
Yes, please.
All right. Glad that worked out. Okay, so this is a line from a movie, you guys.
Look good, feel good. Look good, feel good.
All right, there's some rules you gotta know, okay? First off, he doesn't like light. Bright light especially, he fucking hates it.
Gremlins. Powder.
Second
Hannibal.
Rule.
Gremlins.
Silence of the Lambs.
It is fucking Gremlins.
Oh my God, Mark Wahlberg, I love you.
Just so you know, the other rule is don't get him fucking wet and don't feed him after midnight. You're gonna have a big fucking problem on your hands.
Well, thanks for reminding us of all the Gremlin rules. What did you say, Joe? Gremlins. Did you guess? Oh, he said Gremlins. He just didn't say it
did
louder.
Did Joe get it first?
I didn't say
I think
it with
he
the
did.
Emphasis.
I think he did.
Wait. So, guys, did Joe get it before me? Yeah! So right. I'll go first.
So powder wasn't right.
Powder was a great guess.
I took
because he doesn't like the light, and that's as far as we got, right?
And he can make spoons into some kind of thing. Isn't that a part of it?
All right, I gotta go check on Donnie.
You're not leaving, though, are you? Don't leave, leave. Because...
Wait, what? Are you saying you want some more Wahlberg?
Well, you know what we had, what we worked out, what we're going to do tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to hang around.
Yeah, okay.
I gave Donnie a full tank of gas. He's just going around the bar.
All right.
He's really fucking pissed off, though.
How are things with him and Jenny so far? Going good?
Oh, I don't know. Newlyweds? He's been staying at our house every fucking night.
That doesn't sound good. Okay, so all of my contestants on stage tonight during the Leonard Maltin game, when you've been challenged to name a movie and it's your turn to name it, you can use one lifeline during the game tonight. At any point when it's your turn to name a movie, you can ask for Mark Wahlberg to save the day.
And I'll fucking do it.
Like he does. He's going to swoop in superhero style. You got to get one of those superhero movies, man.
Okay. You didn't see Invincible or The Fighter? I was like a fucking superhero in that movie.
Lone Survivor as well.
Oh my God, Lone Survivor. I killed people.
All right, so let's play the Leonard Maltin game. With a lifeline, if you need it, might as well use it. Mark's here. He's ready to help. And we're going to start with Joe, since he said Gremlins quietly first. I thought he said something. Everybody's honest up here. And then we'll go to you, Paulo, and Gary, Nikki, Amy. What? Sound good, Mark?
Let's fucking do it.
You get to pick a category, Joe. It's a friend of the show, Elizabeth Shue's birthday today.
Fucked her.
She's been on. She's been on the show.
1996, backstage of the Lilith Fair. I had sex with Elizabeth Shue.
How was it, Mark?
Oh my God, the best.
Real quick. Anybody else on the panel? Fucker. Okay, good. We're all good. So the films of Elizabeth Shue is one category. And the next one, as suggested by Malcolm_Irvin on Twitter, he suggested Tickle Me Elmore. Tickle Me Elmore. And that's comedy movies based on Elmore Leonard books. Tickle Me Elmore. At ServCrow, S-E-R-V Crow, suggested The Liver. You know how there was that movie out called The Giver? This is The Liver. And it's movies where Jeff Bridges is drunk. And I'm so glad this movie already came up today. At @big_Ron came up with the category Edge of Tomato, which would also be a better title for Edge of Tomorrow. An Edge of Tomato is movies where there's some sort of fruit in the title. Because it's at the edge of tomato. I should have gone with The Liver third. I had no idea. Which one of those do you like, Joe?
I got to go with the Jeff Bridges one.
Okay. Jeff Bridges gets drunk. I have a feeling that you could throw a dart at Jeff Bridges' career and hit drunk character. 3 stars from Leonard for this one from 2009. He says about this movie that Jeff Bridges gets drunk. He says about it also that... This is tough. This is a tough one. Oh, amiable. He calls this movie amiable.
So and are you, Amy.
What?
Amiable. And he also says that this movie flirts with cliches at every turn. Flirts with them. It's interesting. So, Joe, Leonard lists only 6 names. How many names do you think it'll take you to figure it out?
I think I know the movie. I'm just trying to remember if I know the title of it, which is always the challenge.
I think part of the challenge is to not mention any of those things.
That's probably true.
But you're so used to listening to the show, and everybody likes to talk everybody through it.
It's so much easier at home listening on the iPhone. I'll go negative one.
Well, I'm glad Paulo listens to the show with some frequency, so he's not confused about what's happening to him. He might not like it, but you know now that you...
Negative two.
There you go.
I could be wrong. But I will say.
Gary, feels to me I'm going to give the same speech I was about to give to Paulo. Feels like you probably can't go negative three on this one. So... So just, you know, run your hand through that luxurious hair and say, Paulo Costanzo, name that movie.
Yeah, Paulo, name that movie.
So the name of the film and then the top two billed performers in the correct order, please.
As I say, it feels too easy to be true, but I would say it's Crazy Heart with Jeff Bridges and Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Correct!
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know. And Paulo is on the board.
I'm right fucking here.
Yeah, he just thought that was real easy, so he didn't have to use his lifeline.
Oh, I didn't know the answer. I'm just saying, I'm right fucking here.
Yeah, don't forget that he's right fucking there, you guys. And Amy, you get to pick the next category. Then we're going to go to Nikki and Paul, Gary and Paulo, our point haver.
Me?
Yeah,
like
you get
I'm
to,
picking the
you
category?
You get to pick the category.
What was the first one?
I haven't said any yet. And that's movies that have deaf people in them.
Children of a Lesser God.
The Other Sister.
Way to ruin it, you guys. Wait, what did you say?
The Other Sister. Olive they juice, bro. Olive juice.
They weren't deaf.
Oh, no, you're right. I had it muted for like 35 minutes.
Okay, Amy, here's the real categories, and don't guess answers ahead of time. Premium Rush, that's Best Picture winners that are under 100 minutes long. Best Picture, and that's Oscar-nominated baseball movies. And I think you're going to like this one. At Party in My Jeans suggested, thanks for the plug, and that's movies where someone is murdered in a bathtub.
Those are them?
Yeah, they could have survived if someone had come in with a plug. Or maybe just die in a bathtub. Yeah.
Well, that does make a difference.
Just dying in one. Not murdered.
Are they?
Could be murdered. Probably is murdered.
Could be suicide. It's a popular suicide.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Why are you looking at your Audrey Hepburn doll when you say that? You know something we don't know? Which one do you like, Amy? I mean, which one are you going to pick?
The bathtub.
Bathtub. Somebody dies in a bathtub in this motion picture.
Or they're dead in a bathtub.
No, you watch them die in it. You presume they die in it. 1994 is the year. Two stars from Leonard Maltin. He says that this movie has artificial situations and a bizarre scenery-chewing performance.
Wait, bizarre scenery what?
Scenery-chewing.
Chewing?
Chewing.
Chewing?
Scenery. Chewing.
Scenery chewing? Chewing?
You know, like, oh, Hannibal Lecter's stomach, or Anthony Hopkins' stomach must have hurt when he played Hannibal Lecter because he ate all the scenery.
Is that the answer?
No, it's just I'm giving her context for the expression scenery chewing. And he lists five names, a mere five names. So what do you want to do, Amy? You want to take them all?
Yes.
She says five names, Nikki.
Wait, what? What does that mean again? I know that I've played this so many times.
It means she gets all the names. You can bid one less, four, or you could say name that movie, Amy, and hope that all five names of the cast doesn't give it away for her.
Oh, that's right.
Her.
Okay. I'll take four. Yes.
Gary.
Can I have one?
Oh, really?
Whoa.
Aren't you a... Do you understand what you're saying? Have you ever met Abby Elliott?
No, come on.
She would just bid negative names with no idea how what was happening. Didn't pay off.
Yeah, but she tried hard.
What?
She tried hard.
She did. You were there.
I was there.
Paulo, Gary says just one name is all he needs to discern the name of this movie.
Please name that movie.
Hang on. Right?
Hang on now. Now that you've been ordered to name it.
Right.
Do you want Mark Wahlberg to help you?
For the listener at home, I made a very confident face. Correction. For the listener at home, I made my usual face.
Yeah. It was a funny face.
All right, Gary, your one name... out of five is Ellen Green.
And Gary, hold on here a sec. Do you know it?
No. What's the name of the movie? You sure you don't need Mark?
No, I think I'm okay.
You sure you know it?
Is this game over?
I don't know it, right? Yeah.
What's it called?
What Lies Beneath?
No. Someone else has been shot in a bathtub. Because that's what happens in this movie. It was Ellen Green, in fact, who gets shot in a bathtub in pretty early on in a motion picture called The Professional. The Professional.
Ooh. Of course.
Also known in some circles as Leon, The Professional.
Mm.
And that means that Paulo Costanzo is our winner.
What?
With 2 points.
Oh, I didn't want it to go that way. I want to keep playing.
2 points.
That's what happens sometimes. Yeah, it's...
Should I claim 2 on my taxes if it's like... I have a pet, but it's like I'm kind of just fostering it, or...
Hey, Charlie. Do you know what happened to the boy who got everything he ever wanted?
What?
He lived happily ever after. Hey, Charlie. Do you know what happened to the boy who got everything he
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
It is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
When you're hanging out with Mark, you never know when you're just going to suddenly start doing lines.
I love doing fucking lines.
Yeah, you're ready day and night to do some lines. I love that about you because...
I do lines and it just keeps me fucking going.
I'm pretty sure that the audience here tonight would like... Well, first of all, let's congratulate who Paulo was playing for. Where's that... Now they got to carry that crazy thing home and all these prizes. Yeah, Josh. Where are you, Josh? How far away is Josh?
No idea what the sword's about.
There's Josh. Do you have any ideas? Oh, it's supposed to be a shield. But do you have any idea? A crest, of course. Let's talk about it some more. Yeah, no, you don't need it because you won. The shithead is a consolation prize for the people who don't win.
I see.
And he got it all. Look at that.
Yeah, Josh.
That's going to be a fun subway ride.
Can I just say that
he
I
really
feel
just
happy?
He collected that and got the fuck out of here. Like, he didn't even want to talk to us or anything.
Oh, he's literally leaving. Dude, wait around to the end of the fucking show, bro.
Did he already take everything? Wow, he was
He kept
fast.
Trying to describe his name tag, and I was ready to move on. That's why he got out of there so fast. Yeah, I was rude to him. But, because everybody wants more show, though, right? Even though... So we're each going to do 30-minute sets. And while we're doing that, we're going to set up a kiosk in the lobby where your taxes are going to get done.
No, let's play a game with no pressure whatsoever, but it's just fun to do, and you can join in, Mark, if you'd like.
I'm ready to win.
All right, dude.
Okay, I'll go first.
I can't believe that nobody used you, Mark, for a lifeline. Like, what would you have done on that that terrible answer that Gary gave?
I would have gone with the most obvious fucking answer.
Which
what
one
lies
was that?
Beneath. No, sleeping with the enemy. I would have gone with sleeping with the enemy.
See, so we would have lost either way.
Did you really finger Reese Witherspoon in Fear?
Oh, my God. Just put his fingers to her nose. Are you at home?
Wow, is that Sweet Home Alabama?
It is.
Joe, can you do me a quick favor and describe to the listeners what just happened?
Go ahead, Joe. Tell them.
Mark provided immediate olfactory confirmation.
Well, come on. You left out the best part. With four fingers.
Or the worst part.
Hot dog, I wish I had $1 million. Hot dog, I wish I had $1 million. Hot dog, I wish I had $1 million.
It's a wonderful life.
It's a wonderful life. Way to fucking go,
I gotta
Gary
stop.
Goldman.
I gotta stop doing lines with you. You just, it's out of nowhere. It throws the rest of my night off when I'm suddenly doing lines. I didn't plan for that. We're gonna play a little round of love, like, hate, like. Yeah. It's a favorite of some. And we're gonna play a round of it with the gentleman who's, he's in all the papers. Right now for his arguing with Bill Maher and for his motion picture that everybody's talking about, Gone Girl. Let's do this game with Ben Affleck, and that means we're going to go down the line one at a time. We'll do each category all the way down the line and then start the next one. You can pass once. You have to name a movie that you love that Ben Affleck is in, a movie that you like, a movie that you hate, and a movie that you hate yourself for liking. You could pass once, as I said. And let's start with Mark Wahlberg.
We want a movie I like with Ben Affleck?
We're going to start with Love.
Love? Oh, fuck it then. Days Confused, motherfucker. That movie taught me how to beat people with paddles.
What's that?
Huh?
What'd you say?
That movie taught me how to beat people with paddles.
But that's not a line from the movie?
What's
See,
that?
I never know when we're doing lines.
Oh, you'll know.
I think it'd be obvious. I've done lines with you so many times. You think I just know what's happening, but it always surprises me.
Well, we got another one coming.
Is that from Cheaper by the Dozen?
It is Cheaper by the Dozen.
Did you guys hear that? He said, we got another one coming. But I thought that was a line from a movie. All right. Amy, do you love a Ben Affleck movie?
Yes, I do.
Which one?
I love the one on HBO where he was doing steroids. Families in Crisis. Thank you.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, he beat up his girlfriend and he got acne because he wanted to be better at football.
Is this Armageddon?
No. But I also like Mallrats.
All right, you don't want to waste one of your likes, though. But go ahead. Nikki?
A movie that I hate?
No, a movie that you love.
Everyone wants to hate.
I'm terrible at describing how this works. We're going to go through each one all the way through.
Yeah, Bounce.
You love Bounce?
I loved it. I was thinking about it today. I loved it. He died. Wait, does he? It doesn't matter who dies, but someone dies in a plane crash, right? Isn't that it?
No one dies? That's forces of nature.
Oh, that's it. Well, I was thinking like a plane crash, like it bounces instead or something. Like that's what I...
Okay, Forces of Nature. No, that wasn't Forces of Nature.
No, Forces of Nature was a comedy.
With Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called Bounce.
They were in a plane, though, and they almost crashed, or there's a lightning storm.
No, Gwyneth Paltrow's husband dies in a plane crash.
Oh, okay.
And Ben Affleck
met him. It's about her bouncing back with her life. It's not about the plane bouncing.
I know. Well...
Or it's about
that's
a fabric
how I
softener
to remember
that she
it.
Uses.
What'd you say?
Something about loving you. Long time.
Thank you.
Gary, what do you got? What do you love of Ben Affleck's work?
I mean, this is... It's obvious, right?
What is it?
You suspect.
Mm-hmm. Do it.
Good Will Hunting.
Here's what I'm going to take this burger, I'm going to put it up here, and every day you bring in a fucking dollar till you get your burger back.
Goodwill Hunting?
That is Goodwill Hunting. Way to go, Doug.
We'll fuck up some smart kids.
There you go. Hey, remember me from kindergarten? And then they beat the fuck out of that dude.
What was his name? Carmine Scott Paglia.
Yep. Fuck you, Carmine.
Yeah, he was hanging out with some skanks.
Tell me you don't love me. And she's crying her fucking eyes out.
Keep antagonizing me. See what happens.
All day I could do this. We just do lines all fucking night, bro. I got a whole fucking bag of lines.
I got one. Something about some sort of math problem. But that'll be a fun side game. Is when we get to you, Mark, when we get to you on like.
Sure.
Tell us the line from the movie, and then we'll guess what one it is that you
like.
Okay,
you got it.
Yeah, that'll be fun. We still got to spread some love around, though. Paulo, do you have a Ben Affleck movie that you love?
I really did love The Town.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It was a damn good movie. Solid movie. Mm. And directed it.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I want you to do me a favor. We're going to hurt some people, and you can never ask me about it again.
Are you doing The Town now?
I get caught up. I fucking get caught up.
That was actually from The Town?
Yeah, that is from The Town.
Wow. You're amazing.
He storms in. Don't you remember that?
I mean, I remember them. I don't
he looks
remember
at that angry
words.
Fucking dude from the Hurt Locker. You don't remember that?
Yeah, I love that guy.
Want you
do you know
do
any quotes from Our Town?
Oh, I do.
I do.
It was never the same after she left. Right here, this tree. Right here at this tree is where I fell in love.
All right. Joe Crotty, do you have a Ben Affleck movie you love?
To take something that hasn't been said, I would go with Dogma.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just like my cup stayed small.
Okay, Dogma. It is okay to say the same movie as someone else, though. You can just agree. You don't force you to
I'll say
come
Days
up with a different
confused.
Answer. I definitely would go with Days of Confused. That's a movie I love. Had to dig that far back. But who knows? You know, maybe Gone Girl. Maybe Batman v Superman.
It's called Gone Girl Gone, just for the record.
Gone Baby Girl Gone Baby?
Mm-hmm.
What's a... Give us a line from a Ben Affleck movie you like, Mark Wahlberg.
Did you go to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Crotty just went.
Sorry. It's not that you like him, it's just you got a fucking lack of options. It's not that you like him, you just got a lack of options. It's not that you like him, you just got a lack of options.
Chasing Amy?
Chasing Amy?
No, you guys hold on a sec. It's not that you like him, you just got a lack of options.
Oh, Reindeer Games.
No. Okay, you want a different line? Same movie?
Sure. First one doesn't seem to work.
And one more thing. We don't want to pay taxes. Shut your mouth, you motherfuckers. Oh, and one more thing. Remember this? Remember it? And one more thing. We
Armageddon.
Don't want to pay taxes. It is Armageddon!
I was gonna guess Shakespeare in Love. All right, so that's the movie you like, Mark Wahlberg. You should have been in that, right?
Oh my God, I tried to get in that fucking movie. They took the ugly dude from Grace Under Fire and let him be in it.
so much.
Amy, do you have a Ben Affleck movie that you just like?
Bounce. Thank you. Yeah. No, that's what I want to do. Geely. Ah. The second G is silent.
I think you're just going to mix up the categories. Go do like a grab bag. You like Geely?
I loved it.
Okay. So you love Geely and you like Mallrats.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're square.
If we're not counting the steroid
one. We worked that out. Nikki, which one do you like?
Forces of Nature, for sure.
Mm. Yeah, that's a weird-ass movie, right?
It was great. Those slow motion scenes with the rain and the plane crash. No, it's not the right movie. Yeah, it was great. I liked it. Maura Tierney, she was a person in it. I love her. I can't get enough Maura Tierney. Maura Tierney.
Ooh, that new show looks
Maura
good.
Maura Tierney.
I don't even... She's on a new show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. News radio.
News podcast.
Gary, what do you like?
Can I paraphrase a scene from it?
You do whatever. There's no fucking rules.
I'll have sex with Banky.
Chasing Amy.
And then...
come on.
Then you have sex with Banky. And then our friendship will be saved.
Chasing me?
Yes.
Yes. The shit you don't know about me?
Exit through the gift shop? Well, that's Banksy.
Banksy! Oh my god.
The shit you don't know about me, I could write a fucking book. Donnie tried to say that once, I just laughed and laughed.
Finger cuffs. Mm-hmm. Like a pair of fucking finger cuffs.
Because you're all hung up on shit she can't change from a time when you weren't around.
This is creepy.
You get it, right?
Wow. I didn't know that Mark Wahlberg knew so much about Ben Affleck.
It's amazing.
Big influence, apparently.
Mark Wahlberg, you really are one of the most amazing people I've met in person.
You're the fourth person today to say that.
And there are our other guests on stage tonight. What do you got for me, Paolo?
I forgot. This is actually one of my favorite movies of all time. Can I paraphrase? Can I say a line from it? I know.
Oh, please.
It goes, "I may be blind, but I can see the law."
Daredevil.
I'm Daredevil is the next word in the sentence.
It is fucking
I actually don't like that movie. I just can't think of Ben Affleck movies that are just in the middle for me. I either like really like a couple, and then there's a lot that I hate. I don't know. Mallrats was good. Mallrats was good.
See, Mallrats.
Mallrats was good.
Yeah, you're Mallrats not under oath or anything. You don't really
no
sweat
line.
It so hard. What do you got for me, Joe?
For like, I'd have to go with Chasing Amy, just to repeat.
Okay. I picked one that nobody picked up on. I liked him and the movie Extract. Extract.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
Extract?
I liked it. Boo! Fake weed smoking. There's a really funny Jason Bateman bong hit in there that I enjoy a great deal. Let's go the hate round. It's time to hate.
Reindeer games.
Does he say that at some point in that movie?
No, I don't even know a fucking line from it. I hate that movie. I'm sure there's a line where it's like, wait, who has the money? It's a shitty movie.
Or he's like, how come you guys don't let me play?
All right.
Like and then in the, early day. In the movie, there's a pickup basketball game and he can't even get on the team. And he's, why don't you let me play? And then the rest of the movie has nothing to do with... Did it feel like someone was stomping around on the stage? I've heard they have ghosts here.
It was me.
Oh, was you?
Yeah, I went like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Wait, it's it's okay. The next one's what? Go, Amy.
Oh, all right.
You can do it, Amy.
What?
Ben Affleck movie that you hate.
I know. I'm not stupid. I have a TV show and I'm starring in a movie. thank you. July 24th, Trainwreck.
I do too. It's called Transformers 4 and Wahlburgers.
I want to change my last round. I think I want to say Gigli now because I was just lying because I couldn't think of anything. And I want to say that I loved Boiler Room.
All right, you're really switching things around.
I like
Boiler
Room.
So Amy loves Boiler Room, likes Mallrats, and hates Gigli.
I hated The Voyage of the Mimi. It was his first movie, and Mr. Stobie made us watch it in seventh grade for like 3 weeks, and it's terrible.
Oh my God, Nick, I totally forgot about that.
Do you remember The Voyage
of the Mimi?
Yes! It was so bad.
He's in that?
Yes, he's the kid in it.
Damn.
Miniseries, okay, well.
Wow, semantics.
I'm sorry, Nikki, you're out.
Is that mean I'm out?
It's not a game for any.
Oh, it's like a game when you can be
there's
out.
There's no real.
Okay, cool.
There's no real end game on this other than.
Did like everyone have to watch that in school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What did it teach us? About sailing.
Whaling.
Yeah, whaling and. Okay.
There was some
science
in there. I got really caught up in that conversation because I have no idea what this thing is.
Yeah, it was like
I don't think I've ever seen
it's
it.
Elementary school. We went
it's just in
seventh
certain,
grade.
Certain schools,
oh,
or
we
or
to
they
school
show it to kids that'll remember it when they're stoned 40 years later. Gary,
I hate Boiler Room. I hate it. I hate it because they take the scene Ben Affleck is in. They just rewrite Glengarry Glenn
know,
Ross.
Right.
He says everything
so
but
good.
Coffee is for closers.
No.
You're right.
So I hate it.
Okay.
Also, I'll be at the Bowery Ballroom December 13th.
Why are the plugs coming out early? Paulo, do you hate you said you hate a bunch of them.
I did.
What's the worst one?
Daredevil I really did hate. I remember because I think it was... It was one of those things I really wanted to be good, and I was like, oh, they're making a movie of that. That's a cool idea. And then it just ended up being really funny and awkward and weird, and it's a good thing that they're married now. At least one good thing came of that because they seem happy-ish at times. I hated it.
Does anybody remember the made-for-TV Daredevil that I thought was really good, but maybe just because I was a little kid? It was pretty good, right?
We got one. Two people. Trial of the Incredible Hulk.
Who represented
Daredevil's
the Hulk?
Daredevil's in that.
Oh, really? Oh my God. That's specific.
Was McGee one of the witnesses? I don't remember more than Daredevil. You would think that McGee would want to cover other stories besides the Hulk because they're not a lot of leads. But that's a pretty amazing story, though, and changes all the time.
Well, wait. Why weren't there more reporters interested in covering the Hulk story?
Because that one reporter couldn't convince anybody.
Come on, this is right up you nerds' alley.
Come on, you nerds. where are we at? Did Paulo say one that he hates?
Yeah.
Yes. Joe? Do you want to say it in unison? We'll say both of ours together.
Sure.
Let's just say it at the same time, see if we sync up.
One, two, three.
Ready? Yeah.
One, two, three. Changing
Pearl
lanes.
Pearl Harbor.
Oh, shit.
Yes. But now that you mention it, I wish Pearl Harbor happened to Changing Lanes. I wish Changing Lanes had gotten bombed. I'm not a big Pearl Harbor fan, but Changing Lanes, really? It just
didn't do it for me.
Okay.
Didn't do it for me either.
Yeah. I could see how you would not like that. If you had a problem with McGee and the Hulk and why, I could see that the logic of Changing Lanes probably would have driven you a little...
Joe, I gotta say, you really have been a great participant.
He's unbelievable.
Joe's killing it. Can we give him some?
Thank you.
That guy
Can we give
hasn't
him some
answered
of his money
one
back?
Fucking question. Am I?
You get a rebate for being a good guest. Some of those other auction winners, they sit there like a piece of shit. And I'm just glad that they saved the lives of some children or heated somebody's butt on a sidewalk. You've done a terrific job. Thank you for participating. But we have one more round. We have to start with Mark. Do you have a line from a movie that you hate yourself?
Here we go. Ready?
For liking.
Who here has their Series 7? Get the fuck out.
Boiler Room.
It is fucking Boiler Room.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
The fuck out.
Why would that be a disqualifier?
He didn't want no fancy fucking people in there.
Does Ben Affleck say that line?
Yeah.
So he's sort of like the Alec Baldwin character in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he comes in and fucking levels it. And then the rest of the movie, that sickly kid from The Wonder Years. He was also in Ted. He was in Ted with me all the time. He looks like he just had the flu.
Ribisi.
Yeah, Giovanni Ribisi.
He always... First you said he was...
He was Kevin Arnold's friend in The Wonder Years.
You said he was deaf and the other sister, and now you're saying...
Every time on the Ted...
What did Ribisi do to you?
I'd walk up and I'd be like, you need some water or something, bro? You good? Did your cat die? Talk about it. What's wrong with you?
All right, Amy, where's your hate for Ben?
I can't think of one, but...
You could pass.
It's something you hate yourself for loving, right?
But can I just ask Gary?
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
right.
Gary, you never even, like, not even a guilty pleasure with that movie. Like, you're so mad that it's so much like Glengarry, you don't like it?
Maybe I don't allow myself guilty pleasures.
Ew, that's so boring. He eats really healthy. You didn't have one cookie in the... You didn't have one Melissa Cupcakes thing.
I know.
Brass balls, gentlemen. Brass balls. First place, a set of steak knives.
Glengarry Glen Ross.
If I had the leads... God, R.I.P. Jack Lemmon. You fucking genius.
Where are we? Gramercy Theater. Nikki? Did I skip Amy? No, I didn't.
She passed, I think.
She passed.
Pass.
Okay.
I wanted to say Sliding Doors, but he's not in that. I felt like he was. Like, I was sure of it. So now, I hate that. I didn't hate it until I got here, but now I hate that I like Bounce. Because... So now I do. That's a new thing on my list.
All right. Where was Bounce earlier, like or love?
Love.
Oh.
And I do hate that.
What's
I
your
love
new
it.
Love? We got to replace it. What's your new
oh,
love?
Oh, ooh.
Can I suggest some?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Can't think of any.
Can anyone think of anyone new ones?
Of course, everybody
Argo,
can think
yes,
of a
Argo,
bunch of.
Yes, Argo, loved.
Which one?
Argo, love.
Argo, of course.
Yes. No one mentioned Argo.
Yeah, we can only Argo say one love. You can only up. Say one love.
Do
what?
It.
What, Argo?
One love. Sing it? No, I'm just saying you can only say one love. Argo's fucking great, but is he confused? Come on.
That was great. I love the Coen brothers.
That should be like a review on the poster for your movie. Gary? Hate that you like it.
Hate that I like it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know you don't have guilty pleasures, but...
School Ties.
Who is he?
Why do you hate that you like it? Because it's kind of cheesy, but it's got a good message?
It's just... I sort of lived it.
And so that's no fun.
I was a Jew playing football at a Catholic university, and there was... Guys, there was some anti-Semitism.
Gary Goldman? Gary Goldman, I'm going to offer something I don't offer. If you want to right now, I will go with you, find those dudes, and beat the fucking shit out of them. Incredible. I swear to God, I will take my rosary off and stab them with it.
And bring that doll, because it'll make the whole experience even weirder. That a guy that's beating them up is carrying an Audrey
what
Hepburn
the fuck is
doll.
This, what is that, an Anne Hathaway doll?
Paulo, do you have one that you hate? You have a bunch. That you like it.
Goodness. I remember another bad one. The Sum of All Fears was not a great one. I just wanted to throw that one out there for good measure. But the one that I truly hate that I can't help, I fucking love it, and I watch it repeatedly, is Armageddon. I mean, I feel like a slut, and I feel like a dirty whore as and after I'm watching it. I've watched it, but I remember when it first came out. I remember there was an Armageddon. You know those big wooden, those big like cardboard cutouts of like what the movie's going to be at the movie theater. There was Armageddon on one side and Deep Impact on the other. Like same week. And I went to see Armageddon. I'm like, and I was like, huh. I was like hiding the fact that I was emotionally affected by it. But then I saw Deep Impact, and that was the, and that was the one that really touched me. But at the end of the day, Armageddon was really the one that.
I knew that story would be better set to music.
It was really, no, it added to it. I do cry while watching it sometimes, and that's why I hate myself for loving Armageddon. Thank you very much.
Tell my daughter I love her.
You know that
tell my daughter I love her. Armageddon.
What's that from?
I think Armageddon.
You know that's Aerosmith's only number one song ever?
Yes.
Yeah, isn't that gross?
Wait a second. Can I just, Marky Mark? Can I call you that?
Oof.
Wow.
It just came out, but I.
You know, usually I give Doug one. Today I'm gonna give it to you. You get one.
Okay. So I'll leave it at Mark now. Have you ever worked with Ben Affleck?
No, we don't need to.
Why not?
I told him back in 1998, I go, here's the deal. You do all the movies I don't want to do, we'll take this town over. And whatever movie neither one of us understand, we'll let Matt Damon do it.
All right, Joe, I apologize for having to follow that. But
No worries.
One that you have those feelings about, the love-hate feelings?
I was going to say School Ties, but that was taken. Then I was going to say Armageddon, but that was taken for the same reasons. You can't help yourself, but you watch it. But so I would have to say then, because it's really not that good a movie, but I've watched it a million times because he is a fashionable male, Mallrats.
Yeah. Mallrats, that's a fun one to like. My one that I hate that I like is a film called Smoking Aces. Smoking Aces. It's a very strange movie, but my favorite part is when something happens to Ben Affleck's face. And if you've seen it, you might know what I'm talking about. It's a very funny sequence, so I'll watch the movie at least to see that again. And let's go do that was it. That was Love Like, Hate, Hate Like. And I think the main takeaway from this is that all of us like Ben Affleck, except for Paula would rather never have anything to do with him.
No, not
Wait,
true.
Wait, how did I do that to you?
Not true. I'm in the industry, man. Come on.
Let's do some plugs, starting with Joe Crotty. What kind of gigs you got coming up? Which numbers are going to be hot this fall? Are the winter numbers in yet?
I wouldn't even know what to say to that.
you don't have to say anything. But just, can you get a plug in for where you do your accounting, or would you'd rather not mention it?
The same with my Twitter. We'll keep it on.
You want to mention your twins' names? Are they named after the girls in The Shining?
No, I will. That's Connor and Kira.
Oh, that's adorable.
Nice work. And they have a brother and a sister. I also have Joey and Maeve, so there's four at home.
Oh, all right. Well, they're going to be so proud of you when they never listen to this. And thank you very much for donating all that money and for being a great guest.
Yeah, Joe, you were great. Really great.
Paula, what do you got coming up for us to look for?
I'm on a show called Royal Pains, which may be coming. We're not sure if it's going to come back yet. We're kind of in that limbo period, but it's looking good. And I'm so not used to plugging myself. I've not only ever done this before.
Well, let me just help you out. USA, they know drama.
That's TNT.
TNT.
Probably know that, but...
Characters Welcome.
Actually,
boom.
It's Characters Welcome, which is probably the worst one of all, because that strangely implies that maybe at one point they weren't.
We finally just unlocked the door and just let those fucking characters in.
Yeah, that...
Wipe your feet on your way in, characters.
It's really bad. It makes no sense. But I'm recurring on a new HBO drama. It's a crime drama. Steve Zaillian is directing. And
I thought you were going to say you're one of the missing on The Leftovers.
Yeah, exactly. But
Steve Zaillian, really?
Yeah, he wrote it.
I just
typed
his name into the internet today as an example. No reason to get into the story of a writer.
Of a writer.
Screenwriter.
He's quite a good writer, and he's a generous and cool guy. And yeah, I'll be recurring on that. It's actually simply called Crime. Mm. So look for that next year.
I love the titles are getting more simple.
And on November 11th on Netflix, this could actually be a category in your show. I'm in a movie called That Burning Feeling, and it's a romantic comedy about a man who gets gonorrhea. Not a joke. Well, it is a joke. I'm not joking. I play that man, and Tyler Labine and John Cho co-star with me, or they're supporting. They're both very, very funny.
Oh, so, I love one of those guys.
I'm not going to ask. So that's it. Check that out. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Paulo. Excellent first-time guest, as was Mr. Gary Goldman. What do you got coming up, dude?
Oh, thanks. I have a special on Netflix called In This Economy?
And you always have to sell that.
Yeah, I know.
You never just say it's called In This Economy.
I know. And then I'm at the Bowery Ballroom for two shows December 13th. Yeah.
You're going on the road a little bit too, though?
Say that again.
Where are your road dates? Where can they see them? GaryGoldman.com.
GaryGoldman.com.
1L?
1L, yeah. Gary Goldman with 1L.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here. If you put a pin in that doll, does Audrey Hepburn go ouch in her grave? I'd like to try.
Jackie made this.
Who made it? Jackie?
Jackie, yeah.
It's
so beautiful.
Really cute. Do you make them of other people? She made one of who?
Bruce Lee.
But Jackie, you also put the long cigarette in there. That's the attention to detail Jackie's known for.
God, can you imagine getting jerked off by Audrey Hepburn? She's got long gloves on and a cigarette in one hand. It'd be the sexiest thing that
Done
ever
it.
Happened. Mickey Glazer, where can we see you do your stuff?
When does this come out?
Now.
Okay.
Just don't say about any gigs that are happening now.
Is it October? Yeah. October, It's this week, right? Fuck, sorry, guys. I thought I was going to be ready. October 9th, I'm going to be... That's not right. This weekend, the 10th and 11th, I'm going to be at... Magoobies.
Check her out at Magoobies. It's
Where
real.
Is it?
It's a real place.
Bohemia, New York. And then next week I'm in Buffalo, New York. And then DC the weekend after that. Go to NikkiGlazer.com. Yeah.
Nikki Glazer with an S. Amy Schumer.
Motion picture Trainwreck coming out July 24th. Check it out. The first two seasons of Inside Amy Schumer is available on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be at Carnegie Hall on November 7th.
Where's that?
Oh my God.
Buffalo.
Where's that?
You're going to love it. I had a great time when I played there.
And October 22nd, Gary Goldman will be at Largo in LA.
Thanks, Amy. Thanks for subletting one of your plugs.
Wait, what's the date?
Oh, amyschumer.com, everybody.
Yeah. What's the date at Largo?
October 22nd.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm doing Conan October 21st to promote it.
Oh, what? Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
As a side note.
It's a big week for me.
Yeah. That'll be fun. Well, holler at me while you're out there. We'll get high after you're done performing.
Oh, I would love that.
All right. I gotta say, this is the first panel in a long time, including Mark Wahlberg, that I didn't. And none of them smoked weed with me before the show. This is a fucking straight ass group.
I thought Joe did.
I thought I escaped. I thought I was gonna
that
get out
does
clean.
Not, that does not add up.
I can't smoke weed before I do lines. That's my thing.
You got any movies in the can there, Mark?
I do. Transformers 5, Markimus Prime. Can be coming out. And then also,
This Friday at UCB in LA at 10 o'clock, at 11 o'clock, we're going to be doing the Wahlberg Solution, where I'm going to be fixing this fucking world, and it's also going to be podcasting on Earwolf. So if you're out there, come check it out. And if you're not, fucking listen to it, kids.
Jackie, there's no shithead on here. There is in the back. Oh, you got to lift your skirt up? Yeah, I looked on the back of the orange tag. Oh, it's really small writing. I looked at it and everything. Oh, okay. All right. I'll hang on to that for a second, but I got to give that. You want that back, right? Okay. And is there a shithead on the back of yours, Nikki?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me that. And is there one on the Ghostbusters? Just give me the post-it. You give the sign back to that nice person. Yeah. Let's hear it for all of my guests, you guys. Joe Crotty, Paulo Costanzo, Gary Goldman, Nikki Glaser, Amy Schumer, Marky Mark. I saved my one for right there at the end. And we got some shitheads. As always, I'm going to try to figure out which one's going to get the biggest response and end with that one. So I'm going to start with Gary Bettman. Gary Bettman is a shithead. Okay. My boss is a shithead every day. Not going to say who said that, even though you seem a little delicate for that kind of language. They don't talk that way in Breakfast at Tiffany's. Ooh, I'm going to say these two in rapid succession because I think they'll both get a big round of applause and we might as well lump them together. And as always, and thank you Gramercy Theater, and thank you guys for coming, and I'll see you on December 1st. Get your tickets now outside. And as always, Time Warner Cable and the NYPD are shitheads.